Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew, chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 17th chapter. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the tax?" He said, "Yes." When he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or from others?" And when he said, "From others," Jesus said to Peter, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for you." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Some background will be very helpful for us. This tax that is mentioned is in 2 places in the Scriptures. First, Moses instituted it by the Lord's command in Exodus 30 with these words, "Each shall give a ransom for his life to the Lord when you number them, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, as an offering to the Lord for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may bring the people of Israel to remembrance before the Lord, so as to make atonement for your lives." This temple tax returned when the temple then is rebuilt after the exile in Nehemiah 10. We take on ourselves the obligation to give a third of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, the regular grain offering, the regular burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the new moons, the appointed feasts, the holy things, and the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel and for all the work of the house of our God. So in both of these places, you can hear a practicality. You got to keep the lights on and the sacrifices burning. And a theological connection of the people to that priestly service that happened in just 1 place on earth. That they would be remembered at the tabernacle in the temple when the atonement or the ransom was being conducted. Now, 2 aspects of this Old Testament practice can still instruct us in the New Testament. First, we should recognize that these offerings and all the offerings that are brought are, as we say today, skin in the game. They connect pious people to the heart of God's activity here on earth. Pious Jews would want that connection to Jerusalem, especially if they lived far away from it, and they weren't ashamed to give it. What could be more important to them than God's atoning sacrifices and blessings at the tabernacle and the temple? We see the Lord extol this right understanding of his work there when he favors that tax collector that's depicted at our entrance, who goes in and prays toward the temple seeking propitiation on himself, a sinner. We likewise in the New Testament are privileged, we're not ashamed, we're not hesitant, to support gladly the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the sacraments with our money and with our possessions. We keep our pastors alive. We keep the lights on and the bread stocked. We connect the work of the church elsewhere also. Ours is all the more voluntary in the New Testament. We are not taxed at all, but this is piety that arises out of faith, not compulsion. But the second instruction from this practice is a warning to us that we should never confuse our skin in the game with boasting in ourselves. This offering then and our offerings now are matters of piety and response. They are never meritorious work. Even with Moses' attention there in Exodus to ransom and atonement. It's not as if the Israelites were buying their salvation. The Lord is the one who bought them, who brought them out of Egypt as his own sons, as his son Israel. At his tent, he was doing all the work. He was meeting his people. He was establishing access to his gracious presence. Well, now in the New Testament, it is different. We have no such repeated sacrifices at one location in the world. Our contributions support the work that distributes the benefits of Christ's once and for all atonement. We do well to remember still, we're just less than a week out from Reformation and All Saints Day, after all, the many abuses that came into our church in the medieval time. No doubt it was Christian piety that gave birth to most of those practices, relics of those who had died as heroes of the faith, prayers concerning the saints, including those that we miss and love, even penance at confession, even indulgences. Over time, however, they became corrupted. And they became corrupted most of all when the merit shifted away from Jesus Christ and instead to ourselves, away from Jesus Christ and to his priests, away from Jesus Christ and to his saints. Our skin in this game is there firstly because we are sons of God. We are inheritors, not earners, but inheritors of all of the Lord's gracious work. Because of that, we're also lovers of him and lovers of his work. And that's why we promote the spread of the word and of the sacraments with our money. His skin, though, only was in the game of atonement. And that's the point, actually, of today's kind of strange story. Directly before this scripture, Christ predicted for a second time his passion and his resurrection. The Son of Man must be handed over, killed, and raised the third day. He's the sacrifice to which all of those sacrifices pointed and by which they were efficacious to bless. Now that the body has come, the prophetic shadows that he had cast would not be needed anymore. And don't forget, after all, how the young boy Jesus in Matthew chapter 2 was found gladly lingering in the very same temple. He was devoted to the temple's teachings. He was devoted to the temple's activity even. But that is because, just as he said, I must be about my Father's business in my Father's house. And this is what he explains today to Peter. I'm the Son of God. I am the Son of the temple, indeed. I am the Lord who instituted these sacrifices. My death will be the descendant of these sacrifices. But I am the ultimate conclusion that these sacrifices are to lead you to. This is the great scripture, then, for showing to us the mix of contrast and continuity that happens when the Old Testament gives way to the New Testament in Christ's blood. What changes is the necessity and the practicality of the single earthly location in Jerusalem. Because God is now Emmanuel, not there in that tent, but in the tent of his own human flesh. And he is ransoming us by his own blood, as Acts says. Already the Church of Christ then, there in Capernaum, was free of the temple and free of its drachmas. Peter also, how beautiful, is named a son together with Jesus, a son of the temple, a son of God, connected to the Son of God by faith in his words, just as you and I are, joining, however we're able, in the proclamation of Christ's sacrifice, which we now know has come. All of us in this Christian and apostolic church put our shekels toward that now. We set our own percentages in proportion to how God has blessed us. This is the way we give. Okay, so what about the coin in the fish's mouth? Our Lord isn't really known for doing parlor tricks or self-serving miracles, but this one kind of looks like that, doesn't it? Well, no. Remember what he said. The sons are free. He's the son. Peter with him, and we with him are the sons. We're free of this. So what he did there was for the others. It was for those pious temple lovers that they would not be scandalized by all of this change. Contrary to his false trial accusation, Christ never did despise his father's house or his business with all of the sacrifices. Jesus only wished to see the temple draw his people to its true conclusion. The atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.